Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with another episode of the Freedom Nation podcast. On today's show, I've actually got Dr. Nick Michaels. He is another wealth manager, but he's got a very interesting book where he talks a little bit about really the mindset of when you get to Freedom Day or even before you get to Freedom Day, that the mindset that'll get you there and the mindset that'll keep you going afterwards, which, you know, we've discussed before, is one of the key things. It was one of the challenges I faced when I reached my Freedom Day. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on in 1 minute.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here.
Good to see you. Great conversation ahead of time. You and I have stomped a lot of the same ground. So it was fun to kind of catch up on some of those areas. Why don't we kick off? Tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get to where you are today?
Absolutely. And that's a really good question because people always ask me, you know, what do you do and this or that? And I always say, you know, to understand me, you got to understand where I came from. I mean, you got to understand my history. And I'll take you back to summer of 1996 and I was 10 years old. And, you know, Jeff, have you ever had one of those moments that completely changed your life? I mean, look at my history. I was one of four boys, the middle youngest. I mean, we'll talk about growing up wild times, fun times, always someone to play with. My dad was an entrepreneur. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. Stay-at-home mom, four boys. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know what money was. I mean, I just knew, hey, you know, we weren't rich by any means, but we had a pretty good life. Mm-hmm. But then it all changed. I remember like it was yesterday. My mom walks into my room. I could tell she looks worried. And she puts her arm around me and she says, your dad and I are getting divorced. Oh. And I literally remember like it seemed like overnight my mom went from a stay-at-home mom of four boys to a single mom of four boys working three jobs just to survive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad struggled too. I mean, as you can imagine, our lives completely changed. I mean, any type of security vanished. I mean, comfort absolutely disappeared. And any confidence or certainty in our future, you know, collapsed. It was at a very young age I realized how much money greatly influences all of our lives for either good or for bad. I mean, we went from a big house on one side of town to a tiny house on the other side of town. I mean, remember that good life I was telling you about too? I mean, literally my mom said, go search all around the house and get all the loose change because we're going to need it to survive. Yeah. I mean,
for you guys too, you lose all your friends moving on the other side of town. And so it's complete upheaval.
And it doesn't affect your confidence, and you start to see the ugly side of what could be society, how they treat you. And it's real. I hate to say it. It's not. It's ugly. But you know, the thing is, though, Jeff, it wasn't the stuff that really hurt the most. It really wasn't. It was actually seeing the physical and emotional pain and toll it took on my mom and my brothers. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, we lived through it. And I don't want you or anybody in your family to ever have to go through that, because you know it lit a fire within me, because I wanted to learn everything, to read everything that way I could understand, to build, to grow, to protect. And my mom, she like completely reinvented herself. Like she was incredible. I mean, she is a client of ours today, and she is my favorite client. And we love all of our clients. They're like family to us. But do you know how special it is knowing what my mom went through for me to be able to sit down with my mom and say, hey, you never have to worry again. And so that's why I do what I do. I love helping people become rich with money, very rich. But I also talk about what I get excited about is even that step further of, hey, let's talk about being rich in life. You know, how we use our money. How do we align it? Rich in faith, rich in relationships, rich in exciting travel with loved ones. And then protecting those riches, because no matter what happens in this world, you know, you want to have confidence in your future. And so that's really what gets me going.
I love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about your journey to get into the wealth management side of things.
Yeah.
What made you make that decision? I mean, I get it from reading about it, but mm-hmm. what made you make that decision?
You know, actually my undergrad was psychology to start out with, because most 18-year-old kids, they don't know what to do. They want to do the rest of their life. I mean, how are they supposed to know? And I didn't either. But I got lucky. I had an internship, and I had a family friend, and it was in the financial industry, and I was junior broker internship in an office, and math was always my strong suit. Like, yeah, I could sleep all day during class and make, you know, almost 9,500 on tests without studying. It's just one of those unique gifts. But it was seeing the positive effects. Like, when you go out to mow your grass, you can see the benefits right there. And then when you do that with someone's life and you help them and you see the ripple effect, I just said I was grateful because I loved it. And I just knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. It's once again, another path that we've crossed. I had my mm-hmm. original degree was a degree in psychology with a minor in English literature. And I would say it's obvious why I got into this business. I mean, you know, with academic pedigree, but yeah. So talk a little about your process. I mean, there's hundreds of different ways that you can climb the mountain mm-hmm. in our world and in our business. What's kind of unique about your approach to doing
Absolutely.
This?
You know, and I had these clients come in just a few weeks ago, and they're getting ready to sell a business. And you should have seen them. I mean, they are the engineer types. They had all their spreadsheets, their debt ratios, evaluations, which is wonderful. And they started showing them to me. And I get this a lot. And I told them, I smiled and I said, hey, just hold on. You know, we're going to get to that, you know, because I first want to start talking about you. Let's start talking about your life, because I care more about you and your family than I do your money. And that's where our process starts, because we spend the first hours based on, hey, what's important to you? Who's important to you? What's the life that we're building together? Yeah, money's important. We're going to need it. It's a tool. But let's start talking about the why. And then we'll talk about, hey, the what, how it's going to work. And so we go through our process, our elite wealth management process, and we really help people with six different areas. We go deep in those areas. Number one is investment consulting, helping you make smart decisions with your money. Simple. Mm. Number two, we're going to do what's called wealth enhancement. We're going to increase your cash flow, and we're going to help you save money on taxes. That one's huge. No one's doing that. I mean, in our neck of the woods, a lot of our clients, and I'm not against CPAs, I love them, but they're so overrun right now that they're taking taxes, they're filing them. 99% of our clients aren't getting calls saying, hey, I got a proactive tax strategy for you. Let's start looking at taxes over 5-10 years. So no one's really doing it. So we go deep there. We help sure to make sure your loved ones are taken care of. Then we talk about protection, protecting your life from being unjustly taken. And then all of our clients, they get to a point where, hey, the day-to-day stuff, check mark box. Things they want to do, check mark box. Now let's start talking about the sixth and final one. How do we make a larger impact on the world? And so we go, those six key drivers are what we do. And it's wonderful because it's as if you're taking this huge boulder off your shoulders. And does that mean your life's perfect? No, but it's this huge weight off your shoulder, knowing that everything's going to be fine. And then you just get to enjoy every day for what it is. And so that we really love that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, most of us in this industry and I think business owners in general have a hard time. We talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk a lot of times when it comes to kind of managing the family aspects and all that. So what is it that you do differently, I think, from a family perspective to you know, I mean, we're never perfect, but what is it that you talk about or what you put into place in your life so that you're there for your kids?
Absolutely. And that's a really good question. And I'll sum it up in one word, is intentional. I mean, it's so important. It's just being intentional. We have four kids. We're super lucky. Two boys, two girls. Ranges. We're that different family. We've got a 19-year-old son, a 10-year-old little girl, a 5-year-old son who I'm coaching T-ball. So much fun. And then a 2-year-old little girl. So we got it all into the spectrum. When our oldest graduated, you know, I coached him in football. I coached him in basketball. And actually, we're so close in age that I actually play on the same basketball team with him in a men's rec league. I mean, how unique is that? So much fun. But what I realized, there's a lot of things, though they're so much fun, they're fleeting, such as me coaching him. Like, he's 19 years old. I'm probably never going to coach him again in Little League. So I started being intentional on what I call lasting activities. And so I started to find certain things, playing a musical instrument together, certain things like pickleball, swimming, cooking, things that we can do even at 95 years old. And so this is just one example, and it's so much fun, and it is challenging. Like my daughter, she's 10 years old. She swims. I first swim meet, I'm there. I saw all these parents walking around there in swim gear. I say, what are y'all doing? Like, what is this? They say, parents can join the swim team. I'm like, what? And so what did I do? I joined the swim team. So my daughter and I on the same swim team together. Jeff, do you know how hard it is to be on a swim team? It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, they make it look so simple, but it's hard. But what I started to do is be intentional of, hey, how can I do things with my kids? You know, there's certain things I want to be there for them, but there's certain things I want to do with them. And so that's just one example of me just being intentional of, hey, find these things to we can, because, you know, humans, we really connect by doing things together, communicating and doing things together. And so that's one area that I'm really excited about. And it's helping me grow because these aren't things that I'm naturally good at.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is okay. It's great for boosting your kids' confidence when they can beat you nonstop at whatever sport you're competing with them at. They're pretty much guaranteed at least beating you. So that boosts their confidence.
Oh, it is. We were in practice, my first practice, and my little girl, she's 9 at the time, she's kicking my butt. I mean, kicking my butt. And she stops practice to critique me in front of everyone and say, hey, Dad, this is what you're doing wrong, and this is why I'm beating you. And my wife is in the corner just dying laughing. But these are memories that I'm going to have, she's going to have. And so when I use that word intentional, these things didn't just happen. I had to make it a plan of, hey, I'm going to search for these things, and then I'm going all in.
Yeah, like my friend Jim Shields puts it, he's a real estate developer down in Florida. He wrote a book called 18 Summers.
Okay,
and basically that the whole thing was, we only have 18 summers with our kids, so we've got to make the best of every minute of that and enjoy every minute of that time and not let it get away from you. So cool.
Yeah.
So a big premise of your book talks about the why you're doing things, and I think that's, I think it's an incredibly important thing to talk about when it comes to, let's say, Freedom Day, you know, reaching that financial freedom, time freedom, freedom of intention and intentionality in your life. You've got to have a why. So explain how you help your clients or how you would help people develop that why.
Absolutely. And it's a really good question. And I don't think enough people are spending time exploring this question, the power behind it. Because most people, we live in a world that, man, life comes at us fast. Like I said, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Just like all your listeners are, we're busy. So we're focused in the here and now. And then we think about the past. A lot of people, when they think about the future, they'll think about something like, hey, I'll be happy when I get $1 million. I'll be happy when I sell my company for $20 million. Whatever it is, I'll be happy when. But what they don't do is they don't sit down and really examine, hey, what does that look like? And so the book takes the reader on a journey, and it's very unique. It's not the typical financial book of, hey, you know, this standard deviation, this much money in the emergency fund, which is all important. But it takes the reader on a journey of finding out, hey, who's important to you? What's important to you? Not only that, but what specific life is going to bring you the most joy? And a lot of people don't know, and that's okay too. And it gives us certain activities and exercises that helps you understand. It's called the happiness island. When have you been most happy in your life? Who was around? What were you doing? But what it is, you know, get someone to understand and say, hey, I sold my business. I retired. It's Tuesday afternoon on 5 o'clock. What am I doing? What are the details of my life? Not just, hey, I want my retirement home. No. Let's draw out that home in detail. Like, I want a white house with a white picket fence with blue shutters on 2 acres right outside of town with a swing set. You know, on Tuesday afternoons, I'm volunteering at this location right after I got through playing golf at the country club I'm going to be joining. I have 4 kids. One lives out of state. I'm buying a second house there, and I'm an integral part of their life. We're just getting very detailed, not better or worse, because we're all wonderfully different. We're just really understanding what's going to make us happy. The exact life, not just, hey, I want this amount of money or I want to retire. What does that look like? And then that way we go back in reverse and say, okay, these are the things that are going to make you happy in detail. Now let's talk about the cost that's associated so we can maintain and sustain that lifestyle. And so I don't think a lot of people are doing that of saying, hey, what's the why? Like, let's get specific here. This is your life. Your life can be either by design or by default. Not doing anything is a choice, but I want to design the life that's going to bring me happy, most happiness. Doesn't mean I can change my mind at any point, but that's really powerful. When we do that with a lot of our clients, and my wife and I first did this together. And I tell you what, Jeff, before I did this, when I was young, saving money, investing money, it wasn't a lot of fun. Like, it was kind of like, hey, I want to spend money now. Who's this FICA person taking all my money out of my paycheck? But when we did this and got really clear on the exact life we want to build together, and it's great for our marriage too, really great for our marriage, then investing, saving became fun because you're building something together or building towards something. We know exactly what that is.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a big thing. You know, one of the basically the second step in the Freedom Day method that I developed was actually the thing that I came into the last part of it. And people that have read my book know the story. It wasn't until after I theoretically reached my Freedom Day that I realized I needed this one step. And that was to develop a bucket list. And, you know, a lot of people wait until later in life and develop a bucket list. But, you know, I realized you should have that from the very beginning because it becomes a reward system, you know, and it's right along those lines of what you're saying. Give yourself a reward, you know, all right. So we worked really hard. We got, you know, we reduced our debt by 50% over this last 6 months. Well, let's go reward ourselves and do something we really want to do, something that's, you know, one of those things you want to do before you die. You know, let's not wait until we're at the end and then trying to shove all this stuff in. So, I think that same way is just develop. You got to have a reason to exist, and you got to have a reason to save. And you know, just saving forever and hoping that you get to that point, well, it's hard to do. And there's lots of fun competing things for those dollars.
Oh, absolutely. And I call it the rocking chair test. I mean, picture yourself 110 years old, you're on a rocking chair. What specifically has to happen throughout your life for you to go, wow, what a ride. You know, I did it. When, and not just a good life, an okay life, but an amazing life. Because like you said, every second, once it's gone, it's gone. And once our life is over, it's over. And so why not, I mean, maximize it. And I think we have the power within us to be intentional towards that.
Yeah. And I don't know if you feel this way, but I mean, the older I get, it seems like the faster the years go by. You know, get busy.
It's true.
You know, you just get busy in life. I mean, life happens and you turn around and look up and you're like, oh my God, what the, you know, I'm three quarters of the way through the year and rolling into the next year and, you know, last quarter of the year. And what did I do this year? I don't know. You know, and you've got to look back at that. But yeah, I think having some of those very specific things about, okay, this is why we're saving. That's important. What's your thought process on, I mean, I get it to get you there, but then afterwards, what's your thought process on that? Why, when you're, you know, when you're on the backside of retirement and everything?
Absolutely. And I would say there's two parts that, you know, cause you want to spend time, like you said, getting you there, and you want to spend time before you get there, really examining what's going to make you happy. And if you don't know, then it's time to start experimenting. I mean, try certain things, do certain things. I mean, really figure out what's going to make you happy. That way you don't wake up on what you call your Freedom Day, which is wonderful, and go, okay, now, you know, now what is it? What am I going to do? No, you have a plan going in of hobbies you want to do, the lifestyle you want to live. Doesn't mean you can't change it and explore new things. Yeah. But that's really important of doing that. And then the next part would be, and it's something I'm really excited about that we focus on too, because, you know, like once you get to that point, it's like, now what? You know, I spent my entire life building this business or working for this company, and I worked the corporate ladder. I built my business up to a certain valuation. Okay. And I sold it. Now what? And that's exciting. I get really excited about this, and I'm going to give you a different viewpoint that a lot of people don't think about. So think about this. The average person, say they sold their company when they were 55, 60 years old. Just think from 0 to 20, 0 to 18, we're kids. We're being raised, we're not taking on the whole world. But then once you turn 20, from 50, from 20 to 55, or possibly 60, you know, looking at that time frame, and we live to be now with longevity 110 years old. From your adult life, you're not even halfway through yet. I mean, just think about it. I mean, have you thought? No, not people haven't put that in perspective. If you start looking at the ratios, you still have over half of your life left, 60% of your adult life left. And guess what? You've reached the pinnacle of what they call financial success. Mm-hmm. But now what? I mean, be excited about that. I mean, just think about all the things that you can do and pursue and find purpose and what's really going to move the needle and joy. And it's not that, hey, we get to this point and say, now what? Ah, we're just waiting to die, or this is the last stage of my life. No, it's a completely new stage with many chapters to be written. So be excited about that. And we work with our clients on that because we talk about the family, the health, the longevity, the bucket list things like what you talked about. I mean, what new things do you want to do and learn and challenge yourself with? What's the things that you want to do to make a larger impact on the world? I mean, this is exciting. Now you have more time and freedom and finances to really pursue those with all your heart.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. 100%. What's new in your world?
With technology, what's new in our world is the advancements of technology are great. They really are. And a lot of people get worried about technology, whether it be ChatGPT or things like that, AI. But it's actually fascinating. And so seeing that take off, you know, I'll tell you what, when you can combine AI with an expert in a certain field, it's very powerful. When AI can cause problems is when you just turn everything over to AI. And I'll give you an example. Yeah. Like I've never built a house in my life. Jeff, have you ever built a house from the ground up personally? Look at you. That's impressive. Okay. I've never done it. Now, my wife always jokes, you know, if I go to fix something around the house, I'm going to have to call someone to fix what I tried to fix and then prepare the original problem. So we all have different gifts from God. But if I try to build a house, I just went to ChatGPT or AI and said, build me a house. I would have, it probably could be 90% correct, but I have no idea what that 10% wrong is or it could be an unsafe house. But with you having the experience or an expert in the area, if you use that, you can become more effective and efficient, but you'd also know where things are completely wrong. And so hopefully my analogy hits home to where, hey, if you can combine this technology with an expert in the field, it's really powerful to look at, you know, what, you know, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, maybe holes in certain plans or things that people don't think of when it looks at financial planning as a whole, to get kind of like a brainstorming opportunity of, hey, what have we not looked at? What are we missing? What kind of scenario have we not thought of that could happen, even if it's a complete one in a million chance? And so that's what's new, and it's really exciting. And a lot of things, like saying that I've done this for a long time, that I can see some things, okay, all right, that's not work, that's not real life, or this or that. But then I see some things and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a, you know, we didn't explore that. Let's look at this option. Let's explore that. Not that we just give it over to AI and believe 100% what it says. No. But it's a great individual, like a personal assistant, where I get to brainstorm and look at different things from different angles. And it's powerful.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah. And I mean, even from the trading aspect, you know, for the portfolios I run for clients, I developed a trading strategy using AI, you know, and I mean, theoretically, could I have done this all myself? Yeah. I mean, I can do the calculations manually, but I mean, the amount of time that it would take to do that. I mean, in today's world, I have an AI that's trained. All I have to do is upload the securities that are part of our trading, you know, universe. And within 15 minutes, it'll develop, the monthly trade strategy for us, you know, and we've back tested this multiple times back, you know, almost 10 years. With a lot of the stuff. And, you know, I mean, I've developed a strategy that's consistently outperforming the indexes by a lot, you know, consistently over time. And I couldn't have done that without AI, you know, without it, with AI. I mean, I've got that tool that's very unique to my business. That is my ideas. Like you said, I mean, you've got to have an expert who can look at things, because sometimes AI will get things wrong, or it goes off on a weird tangent. And start using very unusual data. But if you know, okay, you know, one, you got to tell it, okay, I need you to use this very specific data. It's wildly smart, but it can get lazy and it can go, well, I'm just going to use this and infer this. Well, no. I don't want you to infer anything. I want you to use real data. So, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And the thing is, you and I, we know how to do things, calculations by hand, where if something's off, we will know it. We'll say, oh, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't line up. Run back and rerun it. And so we can see it. So I'm very adamant saying, hey, you can't, if you don't know a certain category, know it well, don't just trust AI. Don't get me wrong, AI is great, but you have to know it a little bit, because it's going to be off a little bit, and you need to point those, because that could be some serious red flags and cause more harm than good. But helping you be more effective and efficient, I think it's wonderful. It's exciting, too.
And I agree with you. It helps you not miss stuff, because there's so many things that we as wealth managers have to know. You know, we have to be good generalists basically in every area that's out there, and some of them you may be weaker or stronger in certain areas. So having somebody that, you know, for me, quite often, if you look at my chats, it's like a conversation I'm having with the chat, to go back and forth and say, okay, well, what, you know, I mean, a great example. I mean, we were developing this trade strategy, and you know, I was kind of going down one path that this is what I think adamantly that the mix of the different portfolios we're using should be. And it it came back with a very well thought out calculated answer that said, no, I would do it this way because of this, 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 and this. And, you know, I argued back and forth with it. And, you know, we came to an agreement, which is funny. You're arguing with a machine, but, you know, how far this has come, and it's such a short period of time.
Oh, absolutely. It is. And I'll piggyback on what you're saying. You and I are probably similar. We don't just, whatever AI says, we take it for its word. No, because if it comes up with a certain idea or strategy, then we're going to take that and research it and go, okay, how specifically do we do that? Is it going to work? Is it applicable? But it's great for things.
But quite things often like it comes back to, okay, you kind of asked the wrong question, or you didn't give it the data. Now, I mean, there are times it goes completely off track and it's, and it gets bullheaded and won't come out of that track. And I usually have to jump out, go to a whole new, you know, a whole new chat and just start all over again, because it's like, if it gets that in its head, it won't go there. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I think that is the exciting thing for me. I think in the wealth management industry, I think it is the most exciting thing is to basically have a partner over your shoulder, looking over your shoulder, that you can interact with to have these kind of, you know, back and forth conversations. And, you know, depending on the size of your organization, you might not have another person in that organization that you can do that with.
It is. But, you know, it brings up one area that I want people in the United States or all around the world to be careful of, because you can have somebody who doesn't have the experience that you have, Jeff, the training, the certifications, and they can put themselves out there and they just solely rely on an AI. And that can lead to a lot of problems. And that worries me a little bit. So when people are searching, make sure you find someone who still has the experience, has the resume, and using AI as a personal assistant or tool, not letting AI lead the show. Cause I've heard people come to me saying, hey, they're working with this person or that person and they're not certified in that area, but they've got some good ideas. Then they're probably using AI to lead the way. But I tell you what, that's not good. It's going to hurt at some point in the near future.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't trained in critical thought, you're just going to let, oh, okay, yeah, that's the right answer. I'm going to just move on instead of, okay, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Let's transition to the fast five questions now.
I love it.
All right. First question, you wake up in the morning, business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, laptop, computer, place to live, food and drink. What do you do first?
Yeah, great question. My wife and I have a nonprofit. We go down and teaching high school kids about money and life. I tell them, this is arrogant, but I say this is arrogant, but I could become a millionaire, multimillionaire in any industry out there. And they look at me like, what? I mean, are you serious? And then the thing is, it's actually simple. And I give them a process, and then I go into it, but I'll be real quick here. I'll find an area, let's just call it real estate or anything. Real estate's broad, so I'll go there. I'll start reading all the major books. I'll go to Google and say, give me the top 10, you know, real estate books out there that I need to learn. I'll start reading, and I'll read a lot. And then I'll find my 3 to 5 closest people in my network that are successful in real estate. And if I don't know them, I'd find the most successful person in my network, and they'll probably know someone in real estate. And so then I'd interview them. I'd say, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to be just like you. I want to be successful. You know, how did you do it? Tell me your story. Tell me mistakes you made. And if you were me starting today, how would you get to be X level, whatever, $1 million, $10 million, whatever it is? Because it's actually quite simple. You find out someone who's successful doing exactly what you want, the life that you want, and you go do what they did. And so that's the thing, is that's not the exact question, but I'm very fortunate that I love what I do. I'll probably never retire. Yeah. I mean, I love it. Yeah. But if I was going to change and do it, that's exactly what I do. And I tell these kids, you can do it, and you'll start to understand. And you can learn by listening to someone, or you can learn by the school of hard knocks. And the school of hard knocks is expensive and money, expensive and emotional waste. Yeah. So those are the things I would do.
Well, and I think, you know, the other side of the coin too is, how can you serve that person? Instead of just going to them and saying, I need this information from you, what can I do to serve you? How can I help you? You know, and maybe that's, you know what, in exchange for learning something, I'll work for you for free and do whatever you, the stuff you hate doing, I'll do that for you so that I can learn this business.
It is. But I agree with that. And one more side effect or add on is most people are successful like myself. I'm very successful, but you know how much help I've had along the way? Mm-hmm. So much help. And yep. Most people who are successful have had so much help. And that's what you'll understand. If someone's truly successful, they'll pay it forward. They'll say, hey, mm-hmm. you know, someone helped me. I will gladly get, you know, give you X amount of time and out because someone did it for me. And so sometimes you are helping them just by letting them help you because they're paying it forward.
Yep. Absolutely. Second question, what's your biggest business mistake?
Oh, you know, I believe in like the butterfly effect. Everything's led me to the here and now, and I wouldn't change anything about it. I guess if we're being funny, I didn't invest every single cent in Amazon of my own when it was at the very bottom and you know, worth it. But outside of that, I really don't
you were
have
like
any.
At the, time, dude.
the only thing I'd probably say is something to the effect of when you first get started in business, especially any type of business, you're grinding. I mean, you're grinding, grinding, grinding. And you're just taking any sort of business, doing whatever you can. And I get that. I was there. But looking back, I would have acted as if, you know, I was already, you know, running a $50 million company, you know, acted more, been more strategic, not been so, you know, boom, 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 have to do all this stuff and taking any type of business. And maybe I would have started that a lot earlier. But that's, if someone's doing that, that's just normal when you start. You know, you're like a duck in the water, just turn it as fast as you can to stay afloat.
Hmm. Excellent. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Absolutely. What changed my life was the Bible. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's true. My pastor, Rick, he did a series called What the Bible Doesn't Say. And he said all these things, I mean, multiple topics. He would say, you think the Bible says this, but it really doesn't. And it caught my attention. I go, wow. I've listened to a lot of people just tell me what something says. I've never read it for myself. So I read it from front to back and it completely changed my life. If you're a business owner in business corporate America right now, especially Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, those are two books that I'd read. Even if you're going for a lull period and you're not getting the success you want, read a chapter every day of those two books and it'll transform you in a wonderful way.
Mm. Awesome. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
Your tool, yeah, would absolutely. Well, you already talked about it. I mean, AI. I mean, how can you use it in a positive way to make you more effective and efficient and responsible way? Because it's powerful, especially if you use it correctly.
Well, and I think use multiple AIs too, because it's kind of interesting. They all use different sources of where they get information from, and you can get some wildly different answers from them. So I typically use 2 to 3 anytime I'm working on a project, because I want to get different ideas and different approaches to these things based on the data that they use.
Oh, absolutely. And I would jump on that and piggyback off saying it's almost like golf clubs. You know, I have all these different clubs in my bag and each one does a different thing. And a lot of different AI tools, they specialize in certain areas. And so understanding which platforms specialize in which areas is important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question. What is your definition of freedom?
Yeah, definition of freedom is being able to wake up every day and do exactly what you want with who you want when you want. I mean, it's like doing more of the things you love with the people you love. I mean, that is it. I mean, and that's the life that we all want.
Yep, absolutely. So tell us about your book that's right over your shoulder there, your right shoulder. So tell us a little bit about Rich by Choice.
Absolutely. And I want to give everyone listening here a free gift. I mean, if they go to www.richbychoicebook.com, richbychoicebook.com, right there, it'll say free gift. If they type in their email, type on the chapter of compounding. It is one of my favorite chapters, and we've had so many success stories of it changing people's lives in a powerful way. And so when we think about compounding, most people think about compound interest, you know, that eighth wonder of the world, which is very powerful. It is. But if you think about it, every area of my life and your life, our lives right now are compounding, either for good or for bad, every single area. And so what it does is it teaches you that, and it gives you these simple strategies, whether it's business, money, relationships, marriage, personal health and wellness, finding purpose. It gives you these certain strategies to start changing, incorporate little things and being intentional to where you'll start building the life that you want. And it's incredible. And actually data, scientific data proves that happiness is not found once you achieve a goal. No, happiness is actually found when you start working towards that goal. And that can be today in small little things. And so there's a lot of things in this book where it's a different type of financial book, and it kind of gives you more purpose and meaning and happiness. Money is aligned with that. It's important, but it's not the end all be all. And so that's what it is. And like I said, yes, it's won a lot of awards, you know, Amazon number one bestseller, Barnes and Noble bestseller, USA Today, and that's really neat. But what's I really get excited about is the success stories. I mean, the reviews, people contacting us saying, hey, a single mom creates some room to breathe. Hey, people getting ready to retire, that it's kind of showed them, gives them clarity and confidence of what they need to be doing. Someone who's already retired and they kind of wasn't what they thought. You know, they got there and it just wasn't all that it was. It helped them realign and get purpose. And so that's what we're really excited about. And we're just grateful. I mean, because that all these things are things that have influenced my life in a positive way, others. And so we just want to share it.
Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's interested in learning a little bit more about you, getting in touch with you, what's the best way?
Yeah, they go to richbychoicebook.com right there. It'll say meet Nick, your newsletter, things like that. There's a lot of free resources on there. There's some fun quizzes and assessments, you know, what's your money weakness, what's your money psychology, things like that are just fun. You understand a little bit more about yourself. So it's all right there on the website.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. Well, Nick, thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your advice and guidance on a lot of this stuff. And folks, reach out to him if you've got questions and things like that. He's a great guy to talk to. So reach out and learn a little bit more about what he's talking about. Also, make sure that you share or that you subscribe to the channel wherever you're watching or listening to this so that you catch everything that's coming out. There's going to be a bunch of new stuff out related to the Retirement Trap book, and I'll be sharing some of those episodes coming up. So you definitely want to make sure that they're beyond your subscribe, because these are going to be beyond what we do in our normal two shows a week. So thanks a lot, and we will see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.